Well, welcome to the room, and we're going to go ahead with this Bible study, studying in Romans. We're up to Romans 11, and I'm going to just ramp in, like you ramp on an expressway, with a little review here. We finished up yesterday, Romans 11, verse 4. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So God was saying to Elias that there was a remnant still there. Back then in Elijah's time. Not referring ahead to Acts 20. That was in regard to back in Elias' time when Elias had written it. Hundreds of years before God had told Elias, it was hundreds of years before he told Paul this, reminded Paul of the prophecy, put it that way, okay? So God knew that there were some that were on the same side as Elias, that Elias was not alone, even though he felt like it and prayed about it. There was a remnant there. There were others like Elias that Elias could lead. So going on to Romans 11, verses 5 and 6, let's remember that Romans was written in the Acts chapter 20 time period. It was years after Christ had gone, you know, was crucified, resurrected, and gone back to heaven. It was years after Israel had fallen in Acts 7. And it was not yet when Israel was cast away in Acts 28. And we'll get to that part later. But we're going to see that the little flock is all that keeps Israel from being cast away at that time in Acts 20. It was the little flock that was those few believers of that Acts period remnant. Paul had news from God that after Israel fell, Israel was diminishing. They fell, and then they diminished. And that Israel was going to be cast away. That was still in the future, the casting away after the diminishing. In order for Israel's believing remnant to be saved, they would have to be saved into something besides Israel, because Israel was about to be cast away. Israel had been diminishing throughout Acts. In Romans 11, verse 5, we read, even so, then, at this present time, now that would be in Acts 20 when Romans was written, even so, at this present time also, there is a remnant. So now Paul is coming up to the time of the writing of the epistle of the Romans, or to the Romans, in Acts 20, after the ascension of Christ, and after Paul's Acts 9 conversion. You get to Acts 20, Paul wrote these Christ-inspired words. There is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. So it's that's in Romans 11, verses 5 and 6. It's by the electing of grace. And if it's by grace, then it's no more of works as it had been before. Israel's program, Israel's way to be saved was by faith and works of faith. That faith was needed to produce works, like the law, keeping the law, believing the covenants, circumcision, etc., all those things they had to do as a result of them believing God. They had the law, and they had to keep it. if they pick up sticks on the Sabbath day, they would be cast out of the assembly. Remember in I forget the book, which book it's in, but it's in the Old Testament. They're in the marching in the wilderness. They found a man that had been picking up sticks on the Sabbath, and he was cast out of the... Well, being cast out, there was no life outside the camp there, out in the desert. When, you know, after they left Egypt at the Exodus, and they were I forget the name of the desert, but they were in the desert there. And at the time the law was given, if they would be cast outside, they would die. That was what it came to. So if they disobeyed the law, that was their lot, their plot, their what came to them. They would have to be saved a different way, because Israel was being cast away soon. The grace remnant in Acts that believed Paul's gospel was being saved into the body of Christ by grace through faith, not of works. It was by the gospel that Paul was preaching instead of by the gospel that Israel had been given and the little flock had been given by Jesus Christ earlier in his earthly ministry before he spoke our gospel to Paul from heaven. I didn't finish that verse. Let's go back and finish verses 5 and 6, which go together, and then we'll go on to verses 7 and 8. Romans 11:5, even so then at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. In other words, if you work for it, then it's not a gift to you. Otherwise, what's the meaning of work, since it's going to be given to you anyway? But that's not the case. He starts out by saying, it is by the election of grace, or the choice of grace. And election is a choice. You elect something. And if by grace, no is no more of works. Because if you have to work for it, then it's not truly grace. Not really grace. If you had to work for it. But in fact, it is no more of grace. No more of works. It is of grace now, our salvation gospel. So, all those who heard and believed the gospel of the circumcision that Christ sent out Peter to preach to those coming to God through Israel's covenants, all of them became part of Israel's little flock kingdom church. But all those who heard and believed Paul's gospel of Christ, that Christ sent out Paul to preach during a dispensing of the gospel of Christ to the Jew first, they were immediately baptized by one Spirit into the one body of Christ. So we're going to be seeing some verses talking about Israel's blinding now. It's been a long time coming. Through hundreds of years they were warned, and they still were apostate. Remained fickle, I guess you could say, going after other gods time after time, and coming back to God, and then going after, making cakes to the Queen of Heaven or whatever it was. We saw there the two groups of people, two groups believing two different gospels. But what about the rest, those that did not believe? Let's take a look in Romans 11, verses 7 and 8. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election, those that chose to believe, the election hath obtained it. And the rest, there's the rest were blinded. according as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. That's the point in verse 7. The rest were blinded. That's Israel, the majority and leadership of apostate Israel. It's not the little flock of believers, but it's what people talk about when you, the Israel that got together and stoned Stephen, got together and crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's Israel. We're going through Romans 11, and we're up to verse 7 here. The rest would be the main part of Israel, apostate Israel. And if you look at Romans 11:25, we see reference to the same people that were blinded. That mystery had been hidden and now is being revealed. You can see the rest, that's a big part of Israel. The little flock was little. The rest is a bigger part. Let's read Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. In other words, don't be ignorant of this mystery. Don't ignore this secret I'm going to tell you, lest you be wise in your own conceits, lest you think you caused all this. That, here it is, here's the secret, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. There's a lot in that verse, isn't there? Not all Israel was blinded, just the rest were blinded. The election had obtained that salvation that they were looking for, including the resurrection. They hadn't yet been resurrected, but it was part of their program, believing, they were believing in the gospel of Christ and being brought into the body of Christ, brought in, baptized by one spirit into the body of Christ is probably a better way to put it. So the rest that was in the verse earlier we read, verse 7, the rest were blinded, is the same as in part, in blindness in part. When we get down to verse 25, I hope that helps in the understanding of it to some to some degree. I don't know. We're going to get back to that. So let's go on with verses 8 to 10 right now. According as it is written, God hath given them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David saith, so this is going to be like a prophecy from back in David's time, let their table be a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. See? That's David speaking back in his time, that they had been warned through the centuries, not just by Paul in Acts 28. Acts 28, the casting away of them, was not a snap decision. It was not a surprise to them. So, they had been warned. Paul didn't just... You know, it's a curse that Isaiah presents there in Isaiah, let me think, where is that? Chapter 6, I believe. Chapter 6, yeah, of Isaiah. And it's reserved for when God is casting away Israel. And God appointed Paul to read that to them in the scripture there. It's part of the scripture that he read that to them. They were cast away then. In fact, that ends the book of Acts. There's nothing else to report in the Acts of the Apostles. That little flock group declined. The next thing you hear, the last thing you hear of them, actually, is in Titus 1:10, it says that the troublemakers are mainly from the circumcision group. So before we let me just go over verses 9 and 10 again here. David saith, let their table be a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. And then after Isaiah, we hear Jesus Christ after the first half of his earthly ministry. And in Matthew 13, verse 13 and onward, he says, therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing not, they seeing see not, and they hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and not understand, and by seeing you shall see and not perceive. That's true. Even today, you don't see anybody in descended from Jacob that, you know, that is like believes like Peter, or that's, they've fallen as a nation. They've been cast away. It's part of their history, but they're still blinded. Israel was warned during Jesus' earthly ministry. Israel was warned during Isaiah in the Old Testament. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, and he said, go and tell this people. God was telling Isaiah at the time to go and tell the people Israel. But this is what Paul used to cast away Israel. Go and tell this people Israel, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Well, let's keep going with verse 10. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their eyes heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. You can see why there's no sense in leaving the body of Christ to go and try and be some kind of a messianic follower or whatever, messianic Christian. That's on hold until the fullness of the Gentiles be brought in to the body of Christ. We're in the body of Christ today, not in Israel. So God, at that point in verse 10 there, Isaiah 6:10, he had begun limiting them, just like with Pharaoh. If you remember, when Israel and Moses came to Pharaoh, he said, no, you can't leave. Why should I let you leave? Let's look back in Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And he added more burdens to them. Chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, you shall lay upon them. You shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Pharaoh hardened his heart, didn't he? He kept making it harder on them and was stubborn. And a hardened heart is a good way to put it. And then the officers of the children of Israel came back to Pharaoh in Exodus 5, verses 15 to 19, and Pharaoh hardened his heart more. And that was in Exodus chapter 5. So later, two chapters later, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 13, it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Exodus 7:13, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh hardened his heart first, and then God sealed it in that condition, hardened against God. It's the same thing here. Israel had ignored God, gone apostate, and they worshipped idols. They had broken the law. They had been warned by David, warned by Hosea, warned by Isaiah, warned by Jesus Christ, and warned by Paul two or three times. But here, Isaiah issued that curse that was a prophecy still back in Isaiah 6. It was to be pronounced at the time of Israel's casting away. And David echoes the same thing in Psalm 69. Psalm 69, verses 21 to 23. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Israel was reaching the end of their rope. And you can see, down through the centuries, they had warning after warning after warning. And they would come back sometimes, but then they would go back and, you know, worship Asherah or Rephim or whoever these false gods were. So after this passage that we're talking about today in Romans 11, it was written, Romans 11 was written in Acts 20, as we've said. We see Paul later on in Acts 28 as he reads them this Isaiah curse, this casting away curse from Isaiah 6. And in Acts 28, verses 26 to 28, go unto this people and say, hearing you shall... Paul is saying this to some of the leaders of Israel. This was in his hired room with a guard to watch him there toward the end of Acts. Hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. Seeing you shall see and not perceive. And then Paul goes on, continuing with the same curse directly out of Isaiah against Israel for going into apostasy. He says in verses 27 and 8, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, Paul is saying to Israel's leaders, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Well, it's a hard place to stop, but we'll stop there for tonight.